The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chaf Aleph discusses the various tiers that one can fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The Gemara tells us that the Ikar mitzvah is Ner Yishubei, so to have a single candle burning per night. And even that one can understand in a couple of possible ways. Already what Rabbi Kveger emphasizes in Shuvas and Simin Yud Gimel, one possibility is that there is a Choves HaGavra, that each person indeed is obligated to light, but you know what? This is an example of Yitzias Yidei Chovaso Al Yidei Acherim, that one can be Yotze through another. Or maybe one could argue that this is simply a collective chiyuv, what is termed a chovas habayis. A chovas habayis, obviously, does not mean the bricks, the sticks, the stones, but it means that it's necessary to have a single ner dolok babayis, as the Rambam explains in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Chanukah, and mi b'neihem, the anshei habayis have to see to it that indeed that occurs. Sometimes the Torah can have collective chiyuvim. We've discussed in the past, for example, the mitzvah of achilas kodshim. It doesn't mean that any kohen in particular is obligated to eat, but rather the kohenim have to see to it, shakodshim yiyu ne'echolim, that the kodshim indeed has to be consumed. The chiddush of Beis Halevi, that's why maybe kazayis is not even necessary, but simply mi b'neihem, we'll see to it, indeed that is done. When it comes, for example, to the mitzvah of Yibum, the Gemara does use the phrase Shlichusa da'achim, that one brother that does Yibum is doing so on behalf of others, but it really doesn't mean the formal concept of Shlucho Sharam Kamosa, but very simply that the entire Beis Av collectively has to see to it that the Zika is addressed, that there's Yibum, there is Chalitza, and mi b'neihem, the mitzvah indeed is fulfilled. Perhaps the same thing is true when it comes to Ner Chanukah as well. It's necessary, maybe similar to the concept of a Ner Shabbos, that one has to have a Ner Doluk in each and every night of Chanukah, and therefore one person lights, the family fulfills the Ikar HaMitzvah. The Gemara tells us, but yes, going a step further, that there is a level of Mahadrin, and that is Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad. What exactly does that mean? Not so obvious, and that is a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Balei HaTosfos. The Rambam writes the following, that whether you're speaking about the Ikar Mitzvah or Mahadrin, or as we'll see, Mahadrin min HaMahadrin, there is only one person indeed who lights. That is not the difference between the Ikar Mitzvah as opposed to Mahadrin min HaMahadrin. The difference simply, to use the phrase of the Rambam, is kamen neros umadlik. What is the minyan haneros. But whether we're speaking about the Ikar HaMitzvah, where it's obvious that one person is lighting, or we're speaking about Mahadrin min HaMahadrin, only one person lights. Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad means that person will light the Neros corresponding to the Anshei HaBayis. The Rambam gives us an example. You have a family of 10, and the Rambam is explicit. That means Anashim, V'Nashim, men, women, you have a total of 10. So therefore, one person will light 10 candles each and every night, and that is considered to be the level of Mahadrin. And the Rama, based on the Shita Balei HaTosfos, understands Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad is very different. It doesn't mean kamen neros umadlik, but rather it means as follows, that everyone should be lighting now individually. Whereas the Ikar Mitzvah is only one person lights, Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad means that every one of the Anshei HaBayis should light independently. That is considered to be Mahadrin. Perhaps to an extent it's based on another comment that Tosfos writes. You know, the Tosfos discusses in Brachos, Daf Chaf Aleph, and Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches, the concept of Shomea Ka'ona. Shomea Ka'ona. They are a fundamental machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. Imagine, for example, that a person is in the middle of Shmon Esrei, a person is in the middle of putting on his tefillin, and all of a sudden the tzibur comes to Kaddish and Kedusha. What exactly should that person indeed do? Imagine, now it's Kodesh Shulchan Aruch also in Hilchos Tefillin, no? You're putting on your tefillin and the tzibur is up to Kedusha, no? Pella, no, but okay. You're putting on your tefillin and the tzibur is up to Kaddish. Okay, that's not great, but that can be more understandable, no? Up to Kedusha, a little bit beyond, no? But could happen, no? So, in that case, what do you do? What exactly do you do? Oh, so Rashi writes, you know, you have the best of both worlds, and Ooh, we passen like Rashi, the Mechaber passens like Rashi, both in Ilchus Tefillin and in Ilchus Tefillah, that you know what? Stop. Have in mind to be Yotzei, Shomei Akona, and you know what? You salvage the Kiyum of Kaddish HaKadusha, and it's not considered to be a Hefsik in the middle of your Shmon Esrei. Ooh, and Tosus disagrees. Tosus both, Brachos Kaf Aleph, Sukkalam et Ches. No. Shomei Akona, that would be a Hefsik. Just as Aniya is not considered to be an option, you can't answer in the middle of Shmon Esrei, so therefore Shomei Akona would not work as well. There's even a third shita, that's Mefurish, a Ritva, Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches, that Bechi HaGavna, Shomei Akona does not work. It doesn't work. Shomei Akona only applies in a case that it's Royal Aniya, in a place that you could answer, then you can rely on Shomei Akona. So all of us are having a Suda Shabbos together. In principle, any one of us could make Kiddush, so therefore, I can be Yotz Ma'achiv of Kiddush, Al Yidei Acherim, Shomei Akona. But in an instance where a person cannot answer himself, either, let's say, an extreme, the Gozoshri, the very beginning of Maseches Chulin, a person is a Cherish She'eino Medaber, he cannot speak, a Din and Shagazari, Simen Vav, or a person is in the middle of Shmon Esrei, that's the Ritva, and Daf Lamed Ches and Sukkah, where he cannot answer. In such a case, Shomei Akona does not work. Wow. The Ritva and Tosus would say, your middle of Shmon Esrei, keep on davening, but for opposite reasons. The Ritva would write, because you're not going to gain the Kiyum of Kaddish HaKadusha, because Shomei Akona doesn't apply unless it's Raya Laniya, similar to Kol Harai Labila and Bila Makevespo, and Tosus is going to argue it works so well, it's considered to be a Hefsik Bemza Tvila. So therefore, keep on davening. And we assume, like Rashi, really, that is not the case. Rav Slavechik once suggested a fourth possibility, maybe the Rambam Shita, because fascinating, when the Rambam describes Tvila Satzibur, Perektes, Vilchus Tvila, there the Rambam doesn't mention Shomei Akona. And when the Rambam discusses Hilchos Brachos, Aleph Yid Aleph, and Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam writes, Kol Hashmea Bracha Mitchilasa Vatzofa, Im Kivin Libayotza. You hear a bracha, you have a mind to be Yotze, you're Yotze. When the Rambam discusses Tfilas Hatzibur, the Rambam writes, you know what? The Chazan is saying the Chazor HaSashatz. And everyone is listening attentively. The Rambam is Mefurish. Everyone is standing. The Rama, Kuf Chav Dalet, quotes that Rambam. You have to stand for Chazor HaSashatz. And the Rambam writes, you answer Amen to each and every bracha. It's fascinating. Rav Slavichik pointed out, the Ram does not mention Shomei Akona. The Ram only mentions Anias Amen. And maybe a possible chiddush that when it comes to the kiyum of the tefilas hatzibur, it requires the hishtatfus hatzibur, participation of, and maybe Shomei Akona is not enough. When it comes to a chiyuv bracha, linkage is through Shomei Akona. When it comes to the notion of a tefilas hatzibur, maybe that requires aniyah mamish. Another possibility that Shomei Akona indeed would not work. But Tosa says Shomei Akona does not work because of the issue of hefsik. Okay. You know what it sounds from Tosas? That Shomei Akona is so potent, it's so powerful, it's considered to be ke'aniya. It's not that I'm yotzei al yedei shmiya, but Shomei Akona is considered to be tantamount to the recitation, and therefore, it's like answering the middle of Shmon Esrei, which is considered to be absent. So Tosas immediately says the following. You know what? Maybe a person can walk away and say this. Well, if Shmi is tantamount to Aniya, you know what? I'm a little bit tired. I'm a little bit lazy. You know what? Instead of answering to Kaddish HaKadusha, I'll just listen to my friend. So Tosus says no. Even though Tosus writes, no, that it's a hefsek, but Tosus says Aniya Adiv Tvei. It's still preferable to have Aniya, even according to Tosus. Even though Shmi is so potent, but Tosus still says Aniya Adiv Tvei. Aniya Adiv Tvei. What exactly is that called? Aniya Adiv Tvei. So Tosus writes this in two places. Brachos Kaf Aleph, Sukkah Lamed Ches. In Sukkah, Tosus says, you know what? That's a mitzvah namuvchar. Even though you could be yotze al yedei Shomei Akona, but you know what? It's best to do so yourself. The Tosus in Brachos Kaf Aleph, Tosus says that's Hidur Mitzvah. Tosus uses the phrase Hidur Mitzvah. That's pretty powerful. In other words, what is Tosus telling you? That you know what? I can be Yotzei Rechavasa al Yidei Acherim. I can be Yotzei through you. Shomei Akona. But you know what? It is best to answer myself, because even though I can be yotzei al yedei acherim, for me personally to perform the mitzvah myself, that is considered to be a step up, that's an upgrade. And what is that called? That's called hidur mitzvah. That's called hidur mitzvah. Wow. It's hidur mitzvah that I should perform the mitzvah myself rather than yetzias yedei chavasa al yedei acherim. That's the chiddush that Tosfos writes. What exactly does that mean in terms of the halacha l'maaseh? So really that we're all sitting and having a siddur together on Shabbos. Everybody has to make kiddush. There's a downside there also. Rov ha'madras melech could mean we should say collectively. Oh, so the Rambam makes a fascinating distinction. That Rambam, Perek Aleph Yechad Aleph, the Rambam distinguishes between Shomea Kone as opposed to Ani Yazame. The Rambam writes, Kol ha'shomea bracha mitchilas ad sofa im kivni b'yotze. Good. You have a mind to be yotze, yotze. Good. But the Rambam continues, V'chol ha'ona amen acham mavarech hariyo kemavarech. But if you answer amen, not just yotze, amen is considered to be kemavarech. You walk away from that Rambam, oh, there are two dinim. There's halach of shomea kone, and that is yitzias rechavaso ayyid shmiya, but anias amen, amen, the sug yishvu, is daf lamed vav. Amen is considered to be kimavarech, kimavarech. So you know, if you answer amen, you know what? You can gain the kim of the Rav HaHadras Melech, and it's the mitzvah muvchar of aniya as opposed to be yotze al yedei shmiya. So therefore, yes, you can be yotze kiddush without aniyas amen. But answering amen, that's considered to be haresa kimavarech. I'll tell you a possible diuk in the Rambam, but realize it's only a diuk, but it is mufurish and shikim kubeses, the very last daf of Maseches Brachos. The Rambam writes, Kol ha'shem ha'bracha mitchilas ad sofa, shmiya, im kivin liba yotze, kavan ha'salei. Then the Rambam writes, V'chol ha'ana aminach v'harizu k'mavarech. The Rambam does not write im kivin liba. Interesting diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam mentions kavan when it comes to shmiya kona. The Rambam does not mention kavan when it comes to aniyas amin. Maybe that could lead a person to argue that, you know what, obviously, ideally a person should always have kavanah. But you know what? Maybe if a person answers amen, one will be yotzi even b'li kavana. Even b'li kavana. The Rambam mentions kavana when you're being yotzi ayyadei shmiya. The Rambam does not mention kavana when it comes to niyas amen. Wow, that would be a fascinating distinction between shomea kone as opposed to aniyas amen. There's a whole list of differences between shomea kone as opposed to aniyas amen. One difference may be the diuk and the Rambam of kavana saleh. That's mafurish and shitu kubetzis. If a person answers amen, you don't say without kavana, even if Shmei HaKona requires kavana. Shitin Kvetz is the very end of Maseches Brachos. When you would watch Rav Soloveitchik, you would see that he wouldn't answer Amen and then repeat a bracha. So for example, if we're reciting Hallel, and the Chazan is reciting the bracha, his practice was not to answer Amen and then repeat the bracha on Hallel, but rather he said the bracha together with the Chazan, together with the Chazan. When you'd watch, for example, in Maariv, when the Rav was not counting Sfira, the Chazan was counting Sfira, he would be saying the bracha together with the Chazan as well, as opposed to answering Amen and then repeating the bracha afterwards. Poshim Shah, based on this diuk in the Rambam, that even without Kavanah, one is Yotze, even though you'd argue that, you know what, that I'm only answering Amen because, ooh, Shvuah Stef Lamed Vav, that's a Hamanas Dvari, and I'm not having a mind to be yotze, and maybe even more than that, I'm bedafka having in mind not to be yotze, kavanah shel yotze, maybe an ochinami, yes, 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 even though that is my focus rishonim as well, right? Kavanah shel yotze, ritva, no. But the practice was to recite the bracha simultaneously, as opposed to an amen and then the repetition of the bracha. But Tosfos says that even though you can be yotze ayyadei shmiya, Anias Amin is Hidra Mitzvah. Because if I'm Yotzei Adei Shmi, you're doing the Mitzvah. If I'm answering Amin, it's considered to be as I perform the Mitzvah. And Anias Adei Tvei. You know what I would suggest? That fits in so nicely with the Ramaz Baliatosis when it comes to Mahadrin. When it comes to Mahadrin. Vikar Mitzvah is Nerisho Beis. Let's assume Pashim Shat in the Baliatosis. It doesn't just simply mean it's a Chovas Habayis. No, there's a Chovas HaGavra, but you know what? I can be Yotzei Al Yedei Acherim. I can be Yotzei Al Yedei Acherim. When one person goes at nights, each one of us indeed is Yotzei. Yeah, but Tosu says that like a mitzvah bo Yosef b'shlucho, that you know what? even though you can yotze ayde echerim, it's adif tfei to do it yourself, and that's called hidra mitzvah. Not surprising, that's Tosus's understanding of Mahadrin. Nedach alecha v'yachad means, rather than rely on the hadlaka of anyone else, light yourself. Nedach alecha v'yachad. As opposed to the Rambam sheet, where the Rambam writes, nedach alecha v'yachad is not modifying who lights. Only one person is lighting from top to bottom. The question just simply is, kamineros, who madlik? So very fascinating machlokes. What exactly is the beer of the Gemara of ner lecholecha v'yachad? The minyan haneros with one madlik, or no, each person should perform the mitzvah individually. Rabbi Kaveh even raises the following din in Simen Yud Gimel. This is already a Truma Sadeshin, Kuf Yud Aleph, Maril. Let's assume we do that. Everyone is lighting separately. So the Balabayis lights, and then ner lecholecha v'yachad of the Ramah, I should light separately. What exactly am I doing when I light separately? He lit, and now I'm lighting separately. You know what? You'll tell me, ooh, Mahadrin, nedach alecha v'yachad. Is that so obvious? All I'm doing is Mahadrin? Or would one possible answer as follows? Ooh, Rabbi Kaveh, no. When I know that I'm going to be lighting separately, why am I doing so? Because that's a hidur, nedach alecha v'yachad. But now that I know I'm going to separately, I am not relying on your hadlaka at all. And therefore, when I go ahead and light, even though I'm not first, I'm only second. The father light first, the son light second. Yeah, but that second person is not just fulfilling hidra mitzvah. For him, now that is considered to be the ikar mitzvah. After all, let's assume it's a chovas hagavra, that everyone is obligated to light. The ikar mitzvah is yitzias and also ayudei acherim. But you know what? Rabbi Kaveh writes, if I am not being yotzei ayudei acherim, that's the key of Mahadrin, that I should refer the mitzvah myself. Maybe one could argue the following now. Once indeed that's true, when I go ahead and light separately, that's not just hidur. That really is considered to be the ikar mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah. Why is that so relevant? Because Rabbi Kaveh raises the following issue. Can you make a bracha on Mahadrin? That's Rabbi Kaveh and the Shulman Yud Gimel. Let's assume, for example, you know what, that a person lit a candle, and he realized, I forgot to make a bracha. Can I go ahead and make a bracha now on the subsequent hadlaka? I'm lighting more than one candle. It's not just the first night. Let's assume, for example, a person lit, last night he lit five candles, and he's done, and all of a sudden, you know, he sees everybody else has six. Can a person go ahead and now light six candles to salvage the kima of Mahadrim and Mahadrim? And can you make a bracha on Mahadrim and Mahadrim? That's the din in Rabbi Kaveh. Can a person make a bracha on Mahadrim? Rabbi Kaveh writes the following. Well, the Ramah writes, based on the Balayatosis, that look, there the Chalecha means that the Balabayis lights, and that means the whole family is Yotzei Dikar Mitzvah. And now I will go ahead and light to fulfill Mahadrim, and I'm going to make a bracha. Maybe that's a rayi that you can make a bracha on Mahadrin, and therefore that should apply even in the other cases as well. Rabbi Kaveh writes, not necessarily. Maybe once there is the maila of Mahadrin, and that means nedach alecha v'yachad, and I know I'm going to be letting separately. You know what? That means that clearly I am not intending to be yotzei with lokas balabais, and therefore that's an ikra mitzvah. That's not just Mahadrin. And no raya can be brought to you. You can make a bracha on Mahadrin. And therefore, Rabbi Kaveh writes that maybe lahalacha, one should not assume that you can make a bracha just on Mahadrin. That's a machlokes, the Pri Chodesh, the Eliyahu Rava. Will a person make a bracha on Mahadrin? Rabbi Kaveh writes the following. A person, for example, lit one candle, really, he didn't make a bracha. Can you make a bracha on the hadlik on the subsequent hadlaka? Oh, so Rabbi Kaveh writes the following. A tzir of three shitas, yes. Three shitas, the sheet of the Zeruah. He can make a Birkas HaMitzvah even when the mitzvah is done. Even on day one, you can make a bracha after you light. Wow. The sheet of Tosus, that even if you can't make a bracha la'achar asiyasa, you can make a bracha b'meshach asiyasa. So, if I didn't finish the mitzvah yet, candle two, candle three, maybe that's called meshach asiyasa. And then number three is maybe you can make a bracha on hidra mitzvah, over asiyasa of the hidra. So, if you can make a bracha, if you have those three tzirufin, you can make a bracha. So for example, a person goes ahead and lights a single candle, and he realizes, ooh, he didn't recite a bracha, he can make the bracha mahavik on the subsequent candles, because either it's after, or it's during, or it's certainly a kiyuma hidra mitzvah. But not necessarily in a case where a person, let's say, did five candles, and all of a sudden later realizes, ooh, tonight's the sixth night of Hanukkah, maybe one could argue, you know what, the mitzvah was already finished. And therefore, one should not make a bracha. That's the split. Rabbi Kvega writes halacha and Simon Yud Gimel. But that's in terms of the kiyum of Mahadrin of Ner L'Chodech of Yach. Rabbi Kvega writes that if one assumes, it's a choves hagavra, and the ikar mitzvah is that am yotzi al yedei acherim, a form of representation, a form of a shlichus, then maybe one could argue, if that was not my mindset, when I go and light separately, that's the ikar hamitzvah. And therefore you can't bring a raya from that in terms of a bracha on hidur. Wow. And then the Gemara tells us, you know what? Ooh, a further kiyum of mahadrin min a mahadrin. And what exactly is the basis of mahadrin min a mahadrin? So we know beisila beishamai, you count in ascending or descending order. What exactly is the basis of that machlokis? So the Gemara suggests the following. One possibility is this. Everyone agrees that there has to be a correspondence between the minyan haneros and the night of Hanukkah. That's absolutely essential. No? This number of neros corresponds to this night. How do you understand the correspondence? Oh, well, two ways. No? Yotzim, nichnasim, counting up, counting down. Everybody agrees it's kenege the yamin. The question is that counting up, counting down, the machlokes beisila beishamai, the shita beisila, the yamim hayotzim, and therefore you begin with one and you ascend, as opposed to the shita of Beishama. The Gemara doesn't explain why would one prefer Yom HaYotzin? Why would one prefer Nichnasin? Or Slavichik once gave a beautiful, beautiful biur. Yeah, well, whenever it comes to a nes, there are always two components. There are always two moving parts. Two moving parts. Whenever a person experiences an nes, there are two relevant questions. One question is, what is the tzorech hanes? Another question is, what is the godel hanes? How necessary is the nes? And the godel hanes, how magnificent was the nes? Those two concerns don't always go together. No? Don't always go together. We discussed just a few days ago. No, like the nes of Yeshua's Yisrael, I would say the tzorach was very, very great. The nes of the Pach HaShemen, I would argue maybe the tzorach was not as great at all. No? The Pnei Yeshua, Shabbos Kafala, Chalkum Tzvi, Pei Zayin, we could have lit based on too much or too much of Tzibur. The tzorach was not as great. You know, that's the whole point of the Pnei Yeshua. Kadosh Baruch Hu performs nisim even when there isn't an absolute tzorach l'odia chibasa, to show the love for Klal Yisrael. But in terms of the nisim of Chanukah that we experience, I would say, you know what, that Yeshua's Yisrael, the tzorach was very, very great. In terms of the magnitude of the nes, maybe one could argue there's a bit of a flip, no? After all, the nes of Pach Hashem was an absolute nes nigla, and the nes of Yeshua's Yisrael was couched in the miskeres of Mochama, where, you know what, it was more of an eis nista. It wasn't something that, on its face, Yetzias Mitzrayim, I will tell you, you know what, that's a convergence of the Tzorach and the Godel HaNeis. The Tzorach HaNeis of Yetzias Mitzrayim was incredible. That was a 10 out of 10. And Kriyas Yamsuf was a 10 out of 10. No? Sometimes they'll go together. Sometimes one could understand that there's a separation. There's a divergence. Okay. So Shavetchik explained, it's just a beautiful, you know. We realize that we don't have any Shem and Tov. We found a single Pach. And we know it's going to take 8 days in order to replenish Shem and Tov. Shem and Tov. What do you think that the chances are, the likelihood is that, you know what, we're going to be able to fuel the menorah and only use Shem and Tov? Only Shem and Tov. You know what I'll tell you? It's day one. You know what I will tell you? the tzorech is incredible, no? The tzorech is incredible. In the sense that, you know what? That, you know what it's going to take in order to be able to light Om Yishev and Tor? Right. Well, it burns for day one. The Godel Hanei, the Shemen burned for a single day. Day two, the Tzorech diminishes. Oh, you know what? Now it's only necessary for the Ner to continue to burn 7 days, 7 days. But you know what? This little bit of Shemen is burning for 2 days, 2 days. You know, the Tzorech diminishes, but the Godel Hanei is magnified, no? You know, or mamash up to day seven. You know, the tzorech is very, it only has to burn, you know, a few more hours, and we reach the home stretch. But the Godel Hanes, the little Pach Hashem, is burning 7 days, 8 days. As the days progress, the tzorech is diminishing, but the Godel Hanes is increasing. So I'm going to light Keneged Hanes. No, but how do I factor the Keneged Hanes? That was the view Rav gave. No, that's basically the Shaman. Is the Koveya the tzorech Hanes? Is the Koveya the Godel Hanes? The Godel Hanes is mostly v'holeich. The Tzorech Hanes is holcheis v'holeich. No? Every day that passes, you know, we're that much closer. We're that much closer. And maybe that's my focus. Basically, the way Shammai, there's a clear correspondence. Nichnasim yotzim, but how is it that you factor that correspondence? And then the Gemara quotes of Yossi bar Avin, of Yossi bar Zvida, a very different understanding. A different understanding. That, you know what? It's based on something else. Malin Bakodesh for Pari Hacha. Malin Bakodesh would mean you should count in ascending order. And the Karbanos HaSukkos in a diminishing order. Okay. A very different biur. You know, Soloveitchik pointed out as well, you know, Malin Bakodesh is a fascinating Chiddush. Because everybody agrees, Malin B'Kodesh Bein Oridin. But if I were to ask you to explain the Hagdar of Malin B'Kodesh, you know what I would use? The word Cheftza, no? You have a Cheftza Shel Kedusha. You know what? You can only use it for this, you can't use it for that. You can only use it for a higher cause, you can't use it for a lower cause. You're dealing with the Dabar Shin Kaddish. That's so obvious when it comes to Halakha Saneros. You're not dealing with, right, a Cheftza Shel Kedusha. You're dealing with a sequence, a minion, a mispah. That's a very great Kiddush of Beis Hillel, that Malin B'Kodesh governs a sequential order. We're not talking about Cheftza. You have something that was designated for Tefillin, can use it for Sefer Torah, can use it for Mezuzah. No, we're not talking about a Cheftza Shel Kedusha, a Hakdasha. We're just talking about a sequential order. That's a very, very great Kiddush. That when it comes to sequence, that's governed by Malin B'Kodesh, Malin B'Kodesh. And Rav Soloveitchik suggested the following. One could argue that Pari HaChag of Beis Shammai, you know what, somehow indicates, that's a theme for another shir, what exactly are all the connections between Ner Chanukah and Pari HaChag? What are the connections between Chanukah and Sukkot? Maybe there are a host of similarities between. But maybe not. Maybe this is just a very technical machlokas, no? Maybe that Pari HaChag is just a raya of Beis Shammai, that Malin B'Kodesh has no relevance to sequence, it only has relevance to a Cheftza Shel Kedusha. After all, if you really can argue, Beis Hillel, that Malin B'Kodesh governs a sequential order, what do you mean? Tiyufta. The Tiyufta is Pari HaChag. You see, when it comes to a sequence, a series of karbanos, that the number dips, if that's a violation of Malin B'Kodesh. You know what the answer is? No, Malin B'Kodesh is Alach and Cheftza and Kedusha and Hakdasha, not Minyan and Minyan. So maybe that's the detail of Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, whether this is consistent or no, this has no relevance at all to Malin B'Kodesh Ve'ein Moridin. But those are the possibilities. Machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Is Rein Nafkamina as to what exactly is the basis of the reason? Well, just like Beis Hillel. Any difference whether it's Yom HaYotzim or whether it's Malin B'Kodesh? The Beis Halevi discusses this possibility. This is a clear machlokas aposkim. You know what? Tonight is the 7th. I only have 6 candles. Is there any mila to light 6 candles tonight? I don't have a 7th. I don't know. Would you say, no, if you can't do 7, just one. You can't do 7? Okay, so Mahadrin, light based on Anshei Habayis, according to the Rambam. But are you gaining anything by lighting one less? By one less? The Beis Levi discusses not the possibility that maybe that should depend. If the reason you need seven is because of the correspondence, six does not correspond to the seventh night of Hanukkah. If you're telling your mind of a Kodesh, you know what? It's true. Ideally, a person should be Ma'ala V'Kedusha. Let's assume a person can do that. But he can level off. He can level off. Leveling off is the same as dipping when it comes to Ma'ala V'Kodesh V'Moridim. Maybe not. Maybe it's better to maintain, even if you cannot go ahead and increase, than it is to dip down. Only like one. Yesterday I did six, and I'm going to like one. Maybe, no. At least indeed, maintain. And there is an incredible comment to the Gaon. Wow. The Gaon writes this, Tofrei Shayin Aleph. Fundamental machlokas Tosfos Nerum. Dikur mitzvah, mahadrin, and now mahadrin mina mahadrin. Mahadrin mina mahadrin. Mahadrin mina mahadrin. Does that assume mahadrin and more? Or is that a completely different track? You know, you get to a fork in the ground, and now one track is the mahadrin track, one track is the mahadrin mina mahadrin track. One cat is a right based on Nilachalacha V'yefa, and the other is a late based on Hayotzin. And there's a two independent paths that do not cross whatsoever. If there are two independent paths, then why does the Gemara call it Mahadrin? Mina Mahadrin? The answer is obvious, because we prefer that path. If a person has a choice, a path A or B, it's not discretionary. Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin means B is the better path, the better path. But it doesn't presuppose A. Oh, that's the Shita of Tosfos. That once you get to Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, you know what? Whoa. That means that is the path, the path. Meaning, you know what the ideal hadlaka is? One menorah corresponding to the night of Hanukkah. That means one menorah tonight with seven neros in Dunham. What about Ner Lechalech V'Yechad? No. Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin is a different path that negates Mahadrin entirely. And the Rambam writes, no, that's not true. It's not just Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, because that's a preferred path. It's a pyramid, no? There's an Ikar Mitzvah, Mahadrin, and built on Mahadrin is Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. You have to accommodate both. And the Rambam tells you the math, no? You have a family of 10, and it's the eighth night of Hanukkah, you have to light 80 candles. You have to accommodate Mahadrin, and accommodate Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin does not mean just it's a preferred path, Mina Mubchar. It means Mahadrin and more. Accommodate the Mahadrin, Ner Lechalecha V'yechad, and Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. And do that, Keneged Yamim Hayotzim. So the Rambam writes, a family of 10, 8, 9, 80 candles, the Rambam writes. No, well, you know, it's not that the math is so complicated. Maybe one could have thought, you know what? You have 10 people in your house, and say that maybe like 18 candles. Maybe add 8 to B. Add Mahadrin to... No. The Rambam writes, these are factors. No. You multiply. The Rambam writes, you have 80 candles. That's the Rambam's Mahadrin and a Mahadrin. And Tosfos disagrees. And Tosfos says, that's not true. What the Rambam writes, the ideal in that situation, like 80 candles, the Tosfos says, no. The ideal is 8 candles. 8 candles. One menorah with 8 candles. Wow. What exactly is the basis of that machlokas? So the Gaon writes just a very, very brief comment. Take a look in Tosfos. Tosfos writes, Shabbos Chafalov. What's the problem with the Rambam Shita? You know what Tosfos says? It's not Nikar. The whole purpose of the halakha is that it has to be obvious, apparent, manifest, that this is the particular night of Hanukkah. Once you consider any other variable, you defeat the whole purpose. You know, you're going to look in the window, you're going to see 20 candles. 20 candles. Okay, the unlikely possibility, maybe this is a family of 20. Maybe, okay. And you know, it's the first night of Hanukkah. Okay, fine. Maybe it's the fourth night, and it's a family of 5. The fifth night, a family of 4. You're defeating the whole purpose of Keneged Hayamim by introducing any other moving part. So Tosfos says, it must be fourth night, 4 candles. Seventh night, 7 candles. Once you start factoring everything else, it is no longer Nikar. And the Rambam is completely not bothered by any sense of Hikar whatsoever. The Rambam is not bothered by Hikar whatsoever. The Rambam writes, what do you mean? The Hidur is Ribui Neiros. Ribui Neiros. You can get by with one. But Ribui Neiros is a greater Pirsum HaNeis. So the Rambam writes, the Koveya simply is Ribui Neiros. You see that there's a whole shelf full of candles. You're not going to know whether this is the 5th, 6th, or 7th at a Hanukkah. Why is that relevant? Why is that relevant? Oh, so the Gon writes the following, Chiddush. The Gon writes, he thinks the Machlokas, the Rambam and Tosfos, is what is the Ikar Tam? What is the Ikar Tam? If the reason for Beis Hillel is because of Yomim HaYotzim, Yomim HaYotzim, you need a correspondence. If the reason is because of Malin Bakodesh, you don't need any correspondence. So the Gon writes, the Gemara has two reasons to explain Beis Hillel, two reasons to explain Beis Shammai, and the Gon writes that that's the Machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam, whether any Heker is needed. If it's Keneged HaYamim, a Heker is needed. And why is the Rambam not bothered by that? Because the Ikar HaTam is Malim B'Kodesh Ve'Moridim. And therefore, the Kovei is the Ribui HaNeiros. And the fact that you don't be able to tell from the Neiros whether this is the 6th, the 7th, 8th, and a Hanukkah, that's wholly, wholly irrelevant. Wholly irrelevant. The result in Mishnas Yavetz writes the following. Maybe there's another reason that one could argue why, according to Tosfos, this is very relevant. One is what the Gon writes, Mefurish, because it's not Keneged HaYamim if it's not Nikar. Maybe one could raise a broader question. Is it so obvious that a Heker is necessary? Where does that come from, that it has to be Nikar? What's the source of that? Where does that come from, that it has to be demonstrative? It has to be something that is absolutely Nikar. Where does that come from? You know maybe where it comes from? I'll tell you the following. When the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin, describes Hidra Mitzvah, you know how the Gemara describes Hidra Mitzvah? Laharos Chazuso L'Rabim. That's the phrase the Gemara uses. Hidra Mitzvah is demonstrative. Hidra Mitzvah is demonstrative. Now, based on Daf Lamed, Noi Sukkah. Hey, guess what? I walk in the Sukkah. Whoa, this really looks beautiful. Yeah, that's the Hidra Mitzvah. The Hidra Mitzvah is the perception, the appearance, the impression. That's what Hidra Mitzvah is. That's the Lashon HaGemara. Laharos Chazuso L'Rabim. Isn't that true? Noi Sukkah. It's Laharos Chazuso L'Rabim. You know, the Gemara has, Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph. Hidra Mitzvah of Lulav Tzarech Egen. Bind together the Lulav Tadas Rabbos. Is that so obvious that that is a Hidur B'cheftza? Maybe one could argue something completely differently. Maybe one could argue, not for today's shir, but you know what? Let's say Rosh Hashanah. You have to take the Dalet Minim together. But you don't need an Egen. No, but an Egen Yad. I take the lulav together with the hadas and the ramos. That's an eged. That lakichu should be ka'achas. You know what I'll tell you? To take the lulav and to bind it with the hadas and ramos, that's a hidur of the maisa lakicha, the maisa netiva. It's a hidur in maisa mitzvah, not necessarily cheftish mitzvah. Is it that the cheft is mohudah? Or no, if the halacha declares, Rashi Shita, that you have to take the Dalet Minim as one, so Mikra Hadin, it means take it together. And as a Hidra, it means bind them together. Maybe it's halacha Mekicha Tama, that's a Chiddush, no? Such a Avinezer. No, the Luv Tzarek Eid is lach in Maisam, it's not in Cheftesham, it's... It's Poshub Shad, when we speak about a typical case, Lulavna, Sukkana, Shofana, Shabbos Kuflam and Gimel. You know what it means? Cheftza, in the sense that it has a beautiful appearance. I'll tell you, of a shita of Rabbi Natam and Achas Lamed Beis, where Rabbi Natam writes, Hidur is different when it comes to Sefer Torah than it is when it comes to Tefillin. Why? Why should that be? Rabbi Natam says very simply, because the ksav of the Sefer Torah is open. You're reading from the Sefer Torah. The ksav of the tefillin is mechusa. It's mechusa. There's a same requirement of hidra mitzvah for that which is open and read as opposed to for that which is hidden and covered. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Rabbi Nitam writes, certain dine sirtut is because of hidra mitzvah, and it doesn't apply to tefillin because the parsha is mechusa. Wow, wow. In other words, heker, heker. So the Gemara uses the phrase, laharos chazusa, and very mistaber that, you know what, the perception of a lulavna, shofarna, sukkana, that's an enhancement. And here we're dealing with mahajrin and mahajrin and a mahajrin. Maybe not so surprising, the Tosus writes that, you know what, should be nikar. It should be nikar. It should be demonstrative. And if not, you're defeating, if there's a hidra of Yom HaYotzim, and you're going to factor in near the Cholecha V'echa, like, how in the world? So it's no longer nikar, no longer nikar. And that, no doubt, gives rise to a fascinating issue. Number one, is that so essential when it comes to hidra mitzvah? But maybe number two, is it so obvious that what is true of hidra mitzvah b'cholot ha'rakula, of zek keli v'anvehu, is true of mahadrin and mahadrin and a mahadrin? Maybe one could argue that, look, if all you're dealing with is that din klali b'cholot ha'rakula, of zek keli v'anvehu, a beautification of a mitzvah requires, yes, that it's demonstrative. But maybe that's not necessarily the case when it comes to Ner Chanukah. Here, this is not just the din klali of hisnalef on a b'mitzvos, but something very specific in terms of the takana of. And maybe one cannot necessarily equate hidr mitzvah b'chala Torah kula, which is din klali, to the din prati of ner lechol echad v'echad yom hayotzim. Maybe one cannot necessarily make that comparison. Right, that famous piece of the Brisker Rav, known per Gdavah Chuskanaka, where the Brisker Rav has a beautiful Lashitase, what you hold when it comes to Bris Mila, what you hold when it comes to Ner Chanukah, the Ramam Lashitase, the Ramah Lashitase, Rashi, the Tur. It is based on a fundamental assumption, no? That what's going to govern Hidra Mitzvah when it comes to Ner Chanukah, the same is true when it comes to Hidra Mitzvah B'chala Torah Kula. When it comes to Bris Mila, maybe one could argue, not necessarily at all, that there's Hidra Mitzvah B'chala Torah Kula, Zakev Anveyu. But Mahajim, Mahajim, Mahajim is built in. It's built into. I'll tell you a Chiddush of our Sameach, Bregdal of Chas Chanukah. Take the time to go through the whole of Sameach. The whole thing is one line. The Rambam writes the following. That, you know what? And Ner Chanukah, were Mosif Adonais to demonstrate the greatness of the miracle. Mahajim, Mahajim, and Mahajim. And immediately the Rambam writes, Dalad Yubayz, and Ani has to be Chozal Apsachim. So the Diuk of Dor Samech against Mishneh Berurah, Dor Samech writes that, and Ani has to be Mocher Ksusa, and Chozal Apsachim, not only to fulfill the Iker Mitzvah, but even for Mahajim, Mahajim, and Mahajim. Wow, wow. There's no halach of Mocher Suso for Hidra Mitzvah B'chol HaTorah Kula. But there is halach of Mocher Suso for Ner Chanukah. Iker Mitzvah, obviously. What about who the Mahajim? What about the Mahajim, Min HaMahajim? Rav Sameach writes, the Shitas and Rambam is that yes, this is not Hidra Mitzvah B'chol HaTorah Kula. This is within the framework, the Miskeris of the Ner Chanukah. Maybe I'll tell you the following. Rabbi Kveger's Dian and Simin Yud Gimel. Maybe B'chol HaTorah Kula, you can't make a bracha on Hidra Mitzvah. But maybe in Ner Chanukah, you can make a bracha on Hidra Mitzvah. Because here, the Hidra Mitzvah is Me'etzim HaTakana. It is not just the broadest halacha B'chol HaTorah Kula, Zekei Vaveyu. You know, when the Rambam describes the broadest halacha Zekei Vaveyu, take a look at the Rambam, the very last halacha in Hilchos Yisuri Mizveach. You know, it's always fascinating to see the last halacha and all the halachas of the Rambam, no? Whenever the Rambam writes the concluding halacha of whatever it is, no? Yeah, take a look at it. It's magnificent. No? Like the Rambam combines the halacha and the machshava of, you know, the essence of what the halachas are supposed to represent. So the Rambam speaks, well, Yisrei Mizbeach, and then the Rambam writes the following. You know what? You're talking about avod, you're talking about kavanos kol cheder v'ashem. Offer HaKadosh Baruch Hu the best that you have. The best that you have. That's how to go through life. You have something that's this, you have something that's that. You know what? Take this for yourself and give that to Hashem. The Rambam writes, that's the Hashkaf. Well, the Rambam writes, you're building a shul? Make sure the Rambam writes, no. Yafa mibeish yeshivasa. No. Make sure the shul is more palatial than any home in the area. No? That's what the Rambam writes. Brenda Vilchasi Sermias Vaya. You know? A person should walk into your neighborhood and they should see like the midbar. No? Everybody's living in tents and there's a mishkan. No? That's clear. That's clear. You go to some communities, you know, you daven in a trailer and the homes are, you know, no. The Rambam writes, that's a little off. No? The Rambam writes, Yenahei nami beish yeshivasa. You have to make sure the shul is the pinnacle of. It's a big nishmah. You have to make sure that that's how it should be. The Rambam writes, that's Pidra Mitzvah. That's considered the Kol Chelev Hashem. Now, in Furish, now in that way. It's an important Musar Askel. That's the Rambam's, like, Kivun. That's the Mahalik of Hidra Mitzvah. But sometimes you have Hidra Mitzvah, which is very granular. Lulav Tzarech Egen. Ner L'chol Echad Yechad. Yam Hayotzim. Sometimes the Chazal took the concept of Hidur and incorporated it specifically as a din prati into mitzvahs. Wow. So the Rambam treats the specific darim very, very differently than the Rambam's broad Hidur mitzvah. You know, those halachas of lulav or shofar, the Rambam doesn't quote them. The Rambam just quotes the very end of Yisur Mizbeah. The Rambam doesn't mention Hidur mitzvah shteis, the shuvah v'kamet abtes. Fascinating, no? That the broad halachas the Rambam writes is a hashkafa. No? And then there's certain pratei hamitzvah, specifically the chazal or koveya, like when it comes to the case of Ner Chanukah, as indeed a din prati. And Poshub Shat, the Rambam shitas as follows. This is not part of the Hidra mitzvah chalot Torah kula. But you know what? You have to have a ner daluk babayis. A chuvas abayis. A ner daluk babayis. That's what Rambam describes. And even with Mahadran, Mahamin, and Mahadran, only one person is lighting. They're Dolot Babayis. But you know what? There's a Hidur of Ribu Neiros. There's a Hidur of Ribu Neiros. Ribu Neiros can't be arbitrary. It has to, like, correspond to, you know? So one corresponds is going to Anshe Habayis. Anshe Habayis, you know? Perhaps one could suggest, like, you know, the minute when it comes to Ner Shabbos. A minute when it comes to Ner Shabbos, no? That, you know what, you have to have Ner Dolok Babayis. But you know what? Ooh, the most common minhag, I would say, no, is that with every additional member of the family, you're adding a candle. That's considered to be a Hidur. No, what exactly is the Makkah? No, you know, that's how the Rambam understood Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad. That Ribui Neiros is considered to be a Hidur. And Ribui Neiros is not arbitrary. There's a correspondence. It can correspond to Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad, corresponds to Yom Yotzim, and there's no contradiction that it corresponds to both. Because the kiyum is the ribui neiros is considered to be like that Rambam describes. That kol chelev l'Hashem. In fact, take a look at the Ritva. Here's Shabbos Kabbalah. The Ritva writes, it's clear the Hidur is ribui neiros. The Hidur is ribui neiros. And what's the raya that the Ritva writes? He writes an amazing raya. Oh. You know that machlok is the Rambam Metosis. Mahadran ben Mahadran. Is it built on Mahadran or it's a separate track? So the Ritva writes, I'll prove to you that the Rambam's right. It's a hierarchy. They're built. It's not just simply an alternative track. What's his Raya? The Ritva writes just very simply, but whoa. Yeah. If a person is going to argue as Tosas does, Yom HaYotzim, how many candles do you light? So, 36 candles, no? 36 candles. One the first, two the second, three the third. 36 neiros. Okay, 36 neiros. I go to the store, I buy 36 neiros. Let's assume you're talking about Mahadran. Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad. How many candles do you need? Okay, true. You know, if you have a family, okay, let's say you have a family where all Anshei Habayis are four. Okay, so you know what? You go to the store, you only need 32 candles. At four a night, only 32 candles. Unless you have a family of five. Oh, yeah. I have to go to the store and buy 40 candles. You need more candles from a Mahadran than you do from a Mahadran and a Mahadran? That's the Ritzvah, no? That's a Hidur. You have a family of 10. A family of 10. You know, you... how can it be the Ritva writes that Mahadrim, Mina Mahadrim means fewer Neiros than Mahadrim? And according to Tosfos, that's what it means. Because Mahadrim, Mina Mahadrim means one menorah, 32. So you're right, if you're by yourself, that's an upgrade. But you know, if you have a typical family, it's a downgrade. How can you say that that's Mahadrim and Mahadrim? It's a downgrade. Why? Because the Ritva writes, everything is based on the minyan haneros. So what's the answer? Why is it not a downgrade? Oh, that's my right to the Rambam Shita. That Mahadrim and Mahadrim is built on Mahadrim. So of course it's an upgrade. Mahadrin means only keneged anshei habayis. And Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin means I have to multiply it by Yom HaYotzim. That is the upgrade. Because according to the Baal HaTosfos, it's not true. You know, the Baal HaTosfos probably would turn to the Ritva and say, why are you measuring everything in terms of how many candles do you need? It's an upgrade because of the pirsum hanes of Yom HaYotzim. It's not an upgrade because of the minyan haneros. But that's how the Ritva understood the Rambam Shita. That no, that Achovas Habayis, Pirsum Hanes, and an abundance of Neiros is considered to be, you know, that the greatest manifestation of Hidur. Not arbitrary. Keneged Anshei Habayis, Keneged Yomim Hayotzim. And therefore, the Rambam Sheet, of course, it's a combination of, it's not an alternative track that ignores the previous step. Take a look at that piece that Biskarov has. Many, many hidden chedushim and how the Biskarov explains the machlokas regarding Ner Chanukah, the machlokas, the Rambam, Tosfos, the Rama, whether you can compare it to other cases. And take a look at that Shuvas Rabbi Kveger. When one is assuming Ner Lechol Echad V'Echad, now does it only mean that's Hidur? Or is that considered to be the kiyum of the Iker Mitzvah of Chanukah, knowing that I'm lighting individually? I'm not relying on the hadlaka any longer of the Baal HaBayis itself. That also is very relevant to that discussion that the Biskarov has of multiple people, right, lighting the Ner Chanukah. Right, what exactly is the first person fulfilling, the balance fulfilling? That's a very, very important Chuvas Rabbi Kveger and Simi Gimel. But this is just the beginning. Now, how simply to understand, right, the various tiers of the mitzvah of Halakas Ner Chanukah, what exactly is the relationship between each one? And how do you understand, essentially, what is the meaning of, right, the Ikra Mitzvah, the Ner Lechol Echad V'Echad, and the importance of Yom HaYotzim and Yom HaNichnasim?